Do you know the way to heaven? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 347, titled, Do You Know the Way to Heaven? Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Imagine, dear friend, you are about to enter a maze. There are four entryways. The first signpost reads, Going to Church. The second signpost reads, Saying Prayers. The third signpost reads, Good Deeds. The last signpost reads, Being Baptized. Any of these paths is supposed to take you to heaven, which is in the center of the maze. You pick the path of going to church. You take a right, and then a left, and then another right, and come to a dead end. You turn around, puzzled. Surely this was one of the ways that was supposed to take you to heaven. You return to the starting point and start down the second path of saying prayers, only to find another dead end. You race frantically down the last two paths of good deeds and being baptized, each ending in a wall. Is the maze broken? No, there's nothing wrong with the maze, dear friend. What's wrong is that lots of people are still trying to get to heaven in ways that don't work, in ways that will not get them there. How many ways to heaven are there? Each religion seems to have its own way, or lots of ways to get there, but they don't agree with each other, and therefore cannot all be true. Some say there is one God, some say there are many gods, and some say there is no God. How can they all be right? Well, they can't. Is there a way to heaven? Yes, there is. Can we know what it is? Yes, we can. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This bold statement leaves no room for any other ways to God. Many people try to take these words lightly by thinking that Jesus was a good religious teacher and nothing more. Yes, it's true that he was a good teacher, and good teachers tell the truth. That's why we have to take what he said very seriously. One day, Jesus was talking with a religious man. Jesus said to him, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Religion is not the answer. There is a larger problem that must be dealt with. That problem is sin in our lives. Sin is like a wall that separates us from God. People have tried for countless years to climb over the problem of sin by elevating themselves morally, or to go around it by pretending that it doesn't exist. But it does exist. And the reason we can't simply climb over it is that from God's perspective, sin has made us spiritually dead. Dead people can't climb. Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth to provide the way by which you and I could be born again or saved, given spiritual life and a personal relationship with God. Because this is nothing that we could ever do for ourselves, salvation is called a free gift many times in the Bible. It is a gift that was purchased at great cost to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who laid down his life as a payment for our sin. There, down at the cross of Calvary, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Then on the third day, he rose victoriously from the grave to die no more. Now, this gift of new life, the only way to heaven, is offered to you. Will you accept it? Will you acknowledge before God that you are spiritually dead in sin? Will you, by faith, trust Jesus Christ to be your Savior? The Bible, the Holy Bible, God's Holy Word, says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The way to heaven is not something that we can earn or figure out for ourselves. Rather, it is only through faith in Jesus Christ, and is open to all who cast themselves upon the amazing grace of God, who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved." The Holy Bible also says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So, dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today with all of your heart, so that you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what many people call the sinner's prayer. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And if you do so, he will save your soul. He will change your life. Remember now, it is a free gift. You don't have to work for it. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and allow and to follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the gospel presentation. This gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract or pamphlet online at mwtb.org.